Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Sioux Falls, Whittier neighborhood is a culturally diverse area of the city with people from Africa, Asia, Eastern Europe, Central America, as well as descendants of much earlier immigrants from Norway, Sweden, and Germany. Earlier this year, two artists from Lawrence, Kansas, Dave Lowenstein and Ashley Laird, met with residents of the neighborhood and visited public schools to better understand the international character of the Whittier neighborhood. They came up with a design for a mural that was unanimously approved by the Sioux Falls City Council in April. And this month, Lowenstein and Laird and apprentice Nate Buchholz have been painting the mural in Whittier's Meldrum Park, along with people from the community. The project is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts Our Town Grant Award and led by the Sioux Falls Arts Council, the Sioux Falls Park and Recreation Department, in collaboration with the Whittier Residents Association and other local organizations. The Meldrum Park mural is dedicated this evening at 6. Mayor Mike Huther and others will speak with me on the line. Our artists Dave Lowenstein and Ashley Laird spoke with them in January, and they're back. Nice to talk with you again.
Thanks, Carl. It's great to be here.
And you're both at on-site at Meldrum Park?
Yeah, we're here right now.
And how much work needs to be done yet on the mural?
Well, what we usually do is we have our dedication about a week before we're finished, and the reason for that is so that after the dedication, people sort of leave us alone and we can go and finish up the details.
So I understand that you've had some help from people in the neighborhood, in the actual painting?
Yeah, we've had a whole lot of help. We had 2 days of community painting. The first day, about 125 people showed up to help us paint. And then for the 6 days following that, we had help from Whittier Middle School students from Lila Himmerich's class. And we also had neighborhood kids, at least 20 a day, come by, different ones, the same ones sometimes. So a lot of participation from everyone.
You mentioned the kids from the class. Dave, now that goes back to they're the ones responsible for the whole idea?
Yeah, this is really one of the wonderful things about this project is it wasn't initiated by the Arts Council or the city or grown-up artists or anything like that. This project started in Lila Himmerich's social studies class at Whittier Middle School. She had her kids, some of her students, go out into the neighborhood and research it and come up with ideas for how to improve the neighborhood, and one of them was to create a mural here in Meldrum Park. But she didn't stop there. She had those students then present their ideas to council people, to the mayor, and that got the attention of the Sioux Falls Arts Council, which led to the Our Town Grant and us coming and getting to collaborate with all these folks.
Well, Ashley, what was it like for those students then to now be participating in the actual painting of this mural that was their idea to begin with?
I think it's pretty incredible. They enjoyed it a lot. I feel like they learned a lot from the experience too, as well, and working with the kids coming here and sort of teaching them and instructing them on what to paint and stuff like that.
Well, Ashley, how important is it to have help from the people in the community in the creation of this mural, particularly in the painting? There they are. They're helping to make this.
Yeah, I think it's vital, definitely, in the type of projects that we do. We, you know, begin that way to start, too, with the design process. And so this is sort of carrying that out and involving the community all the way to the end.
Well, Dave, when we last spoke in January, you and Ashley were in the planning stages. How long did it take you to come up with the design after those meetings with members of the Whittier neighborhood in Sioux Falls?
Yeah, I think, Carl, as I recall, yeah, we were here in January pretty much the whole month, and that was the time for us to meet, get to know each other, do research, and actually come up with the design. So the basics of the design were finished by early February. Then Ashley and I, along with Nate Buchholz, our apprentice, were in Lawrence, Kansas, working on sort of finalizing that design. Ashley brought it back up here to Sioux Falls, I think, in March. where we got approval from the design team, and then it was just a matter of taking it through the different levels at the city to make sure that everything was A-OK. And as you mentioned at the opening, final approval in April.
And does the mural have a certain theme or maybe several different themes?
Yeah, I would say so. I think if you talk to different people who pass by here in Meldrum Park, they would have a slightly different interpretation, as do, you know, folks who actually worked on this. But generally speaking, there's sort of three sections to the mural. On the far left side, we see some of the Whittier students actually exploring Sioux Falls with flashlights and illuminating parts of the community that they find interesting and important. And then from that, we see actually an image of the falls at Falls Park, which transitions into the Festival of Cultures parade that happens there, and folks from all around the world carrying flags of their home countries. That ends up with a family sort of at the front of this parade who are no longer holding their flags from their home countries, but are preparing to plant a new tree in the park, and their young son is holding an American flag because he's the first generation to be born in this country. And then on the far right of the mural, we re-engage with some of the Whittier students who are creating drawings and creating really a vision of the neighborhood that they want to see in the future. And I can tell you, Carl,
yes,
the title of the mural is The World Comes to Whittier.
And how was the title developed?
Well, it came out of a lot of conversations that we had with design team and passersby, trying to capture the sense of this really super diverse community and how it's located in this neighborhood that maybe not a lot of folks in Sioux Falls are familiar with, but should be.
And it has a nice flow to it. The world comes to Whittier.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, given the culturally diverse nature of the neighborhood, were there certain challenges unique to this project as opposed to some of the other murals that you and Dave have created?
You could say a little bit of a challenge communicating sometimes with folks, but that really hasn't been hindered us very much at all. It's, if anything, it's just sort of made it more interesting and enjoyable, I think.
What makes murals particularly effective in community projects like this one?
Well, I think murals, obviously, they're visible, you know, they're accessible. It's unlike other forms of artwork that take place at a certain time or that require a ticket price. These are artworks for everyone, and in our case, they're not just for, you know, the community, but they're made by the community with in collaboration with us. So I think they really reach people in a direct way that some other art forms can't.
And Dave, how many projects like this have you done?
That's a great question, Carl. I don't have a running count, but I would say it's between 75 and 100 over the last 20 years.
75 to 100. And do you... I mean, were the genesis of these projects similar to the one at Whittier, or they all have different ways that they've come together?
Right. The process is pretty much the same, and it's not something that I invented. I'm part of a tradition of community-based artists that started in the late 1960s in places like Chicago and Los Angeles that intended to engage directly with citizens about the issues that concern them most, about their aspirations, about their challenges, and represent those things in collaborative public art. And I sort of am a second, maybe third generation artist in that discipline. So most of our projects follow the same sort of process.
Well, Dave, do you ever go back and visit your murals?
Yeah, actually, it's wonderful to do that and see how people embrace them and understand them in different ways over time. Actually, I've been doing this long enough now that 20 years, I'm going back and touching up some of the ones that I first did when I started out in the early 90s. And it's great to see, we were just in Hutchinson, Kansas last year, how communities still find great meaning in these artworks even after 20 years.
So there is, Dave, a certain amount of touch-up that you have to do over the years just to keep it looking good?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think of it like, you know, if you own your house and needs a paint job every once in a while, you got to keep your car in shape, and a mural and artwork like this that's out in public needs the same. We're using the best materials that are available, so it takes quite a while before they show any signs of deterioration. But we're always accessible to make them look brand new again when they need it.
Well, Ashley Laird, what do you hope people think about or take away when they see this mural, the world comes to Whittier?
I think just first off, it was just going to make the park more enjoyable. We've already heard from people saying that they feel like more and more people are gathering here already, starting to. So I think people take different, you know, things from it. So I don't know if I really know exactly what I would hope them to take from it other than just sort of a sense of feeling more inviting. You know, the park is more inviting.
And Dave, how would you like to see this, the mural's role in the community?
Well, you know, I think Ashley's right. It's hard for us to sort of put, you know, words or thoughts into the folks who are going to own and use this mural over time. But one thing that does tend to happen with projects like this, and we've seen already, is that it starts new conversations. Conversations about who lives in the neighborhood, conversations about, you know, where people are from. You meet neighbors you didn't know before. The optimism that can be generated from a project like this can be contagious. And you see in some places we've worked, and I think it's going to happen here, that folks get the idea that if they can do this, what else can they do? What's next? And it doesn't have to be a mural. But since this was really a community group who led this effort, we collaborated with them, but they led this effort, they're empowered to do other things. And I think that's probably the best thing that could be taken away from a project like this.
Now, the dedication ceremony is tonight. And Dave, I think you mentioned, what about a week, that you and Ashley and Nate Buchholz will still be working on this?
Yeah, that's right. 6 o'clock tonight. Don't be late. We'll have speakers right around 6:15. And then after the speakers, there are refreshments provided by the Whittier Residents Association, thanks to them. So please come on down. And we'll be here and probably until about August 5th putting on the final details.
Well, Dave and Ashley, thanks so much for joining us again on Dakota Midday, and I hope you have a good time this evening.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks a lot, Carl.